Today, duck shooting season for BNPL. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. We have this post covering finance and property news. Well, buy now, pay later loans are finally being recognised and regulated as a form of credit, despite the industry saying they do not provide credit at all. But as I said before, if it quacks like a duck and swims like a duck, then it's probably a duck. Given that up to one third of households have used some form of buy now, pay later in the past year, these reforms are long overdue, not least because we see a high correlation between financial stress and the use of these facilities, and a proliferation of buy now, pay later products being used for everyday expenses, energy bills and other essentials, as well as for bigger items like solar panels. And more than 20% of users of these services end up paying late payments and other fees, and many can also hold multiple buy now, pay later debts at the same time, meaning their finances are not under control. The regulations have come about after concerns that the unregulated nature of buy now, pay later has resulted in lenders charging excessive late payment fees and engaging in unaffordable lending practices that have led some customers to experience financial hardship and stress. So now the government has announced its plans to regulate the buy now, pay later sector, and consumers could see some quite big differences to the fees they pay, how they apply for credit, and the impact on their credit rating. And they're now consulting on the plans, which will go on until the middle of April before the final legislation comes before Parliament, which will probably be introduced later in the year, and the new laws will take effect 6 months after that, so still some time to go. The proposed legislation also responds to concerns about unsatisfactory complaint resolution and hardship assistance, and the lack of transparency, disclosures and warnings about the risks of using buy now, pay later. Among the biggest changes that users will see is a longer application process, with providers asking more questions about their credit history, income and expenses. And the government also plans to reduce caps on fees that buy now, pay later providers can charge, and apply these across all loans a customer has with the same company, rather than allowing excessive fees to be applied on each buy now, pay later transaction individually. Under the government's proposals, default fees will be capped at $10 per month, while a cap on account fees will be set at $200 in the first year and $125 in subsequent years, applied across all of a customer's buy now, pay later loans with the same provider. The regulation also provides a measure to prevent buy now, pay later providers from forcing customers to close and then reopen a new account in order to be able to charge the first year fee again. The new regulations may also lead to more buy now, pay later lenders to report the repayment history of their customers to credit ratings agencies, which could, of course, affect their ability to loan money in the future. Under the reforms, buy now, pay later transactions will be officially treated as a low-cost credit contract, and providers like Afterpay and Zip will be required to hold an Australian credit licence and comply with the National Consumer Credit Protection Act in the same way that banks are required to do. Buy now, pay later lenders will be required to take responsible steps to assess a customer's financial position before providing a loan to ensure they're lending responsibly. However, it will be up to each provider as to how they do that. If the value of a buy now, pay later transaction is $2,000, lenders will be required to conduct a negative credit check, which will tell them if the applicant has previously applied for credit, has defaults or court judgments on their credit file, or has filed for bankruptcy. But for transactions over $2,000 in value, lenders will be required to conduct a more rigorous partial credit check, which would uncover the same details as a negative credit check, but also will provide lenders with information about any credit accounts the applicant has opened or closed in the previous 2 years. For all buy now, pay later transactions, lenders will need to seek some basic information on the applicant's income and expenses, as well as whether the customer has other buy now, pay later products, payday loans, or consumer leases. And there'll also be a requirement on lenders to consider whether the consumer applying to use Buy Now, Pay Later to pay for a purchase is likely to be in a financially vulnerable position. By assessing customer repayment histories, Buy Now, Pay Later providers will be able to make better credit decisions, the legislation says. Now, I think the arrangements for the small loans of $2,000 and below are still too weak, because we do see households holding multiple loans at the same time, so the regulations should be higher here. On the other hand, given the current tight financial conditions, it's important not to cut desperate people off from some financial options other than going to unregulated loan sharks, which do still operate in some more deprived areas. The underlying issues are the fact that the use of credit has now become normalised by society and the financial services industry, when for some households this just creates problems, which ultimately puts them in a worse financial position. And of course, high inflation costs and low wages growth are a catalyst for financial distress. Now, this is not nanny state intervention, but rather a further small but critical step to help people make better financial decisions. However, a bigger emphasis on financial education in schools and a more cautionary approach to debt would ultimately improve the lot of so many Australians. But at least this particular duck has now been recognised for what it is. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.